Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
Welcome to the Lady Gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The Lady Gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Today, live in Houston, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelsey Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
We are so excited to be here with all of you. I'm sorry, as you know, if you follow me on Instagram, I've been a little under the weather, and so I have this sexual voice for you today. I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for being here, and we want to give a huge thank you to Ketel One Botanical for sponsoring our tour this summer.
You do too,
enjoying
right?
Your drink?
Who wants a drink?
Yeah, info, what you guys are drinking, no carbs. Woo woo.
No added sugar, no artificial sweeteners. Whoop, whoop.
So we're drinking the spritzes. It should be your new summer drink.
Yep.
It's 40% less calories than a glass of white wine, so you might want to trade your white wine in, ladies.
Okay, should we start the show?
Probably.
Okay.
It's time for
Good Week.
Very good.
Who's starting today?
Jack, I mean,
do you
I'll
need
go.
To go first because you're nervous poop?
I just had a nervous poop like 5 minutes ago, and I gotta get the good week, bad week out of the way so then I can get really, really drunk.
She's always in the back like, can I go first, you guys? I'm like, yeah. You're okay. It's going to be all right. These are our friends.
Yeah. Oh, all my best friends all here at once. Okay. My good week is my whole life, I've always wanted to be a rock star, but I can't sing and I can't play any musical instrument whatsoever. So instead, I've just... Yes, we all love Jerry. Instead, I've dated many musicians, one of them being our mutual ex-boyfriend.
Yes. Talent by insertion is what we
call
it.
Talent by insertion.
Yeah.
And I literally started my clothing line so I could tour the world and like pretend that I was in a band. So we're doing this tour, and I was telling my boyfriend Jared about it. He's a guitar player for a band called The Main. And some crossover fans in here.
Like 4 people knew him. It was great.
It is great. So I was telling him about him. He's like, he goes to the Houston date, and he's like, oh, my God, I've played Warehouse Live like 15 times before. He's like, Houston is one of the best cities in the country. So my good week is thank you for making us 3 nobodies feel like rock stars.
Wait, this was my good week.
What?
We have the same goddamn good week.
Okay.
We spent too much time together.
I'm an Emmy winner.
Daytime
so,
Emmy winner.
Daytime. Nobody.
Creative nobody. Arts Emmys, guys. They don't even televise that shit.
They barely gave her the award.
She didn't even get to give an acceptance speech. She paid like $2,000 for her Emmy.
Did you even get to go to the Emmys?
We build women up here at the Lady Gang.
Hey, who wants to be Kelsey?
Bye. See ya, bitch.
So it's in New Orleans, which is one of my favorite cities in the country. It has so much history. It's so amazing. But it is f***ing dirty. And me being the most inappropriate dresser for anything that I go to, I was wearing a blue, baby blue maxi skirt with a slit up to my vagina. I was wearing a white crop top and sandal high-heeled shoes. So I'm walking down the street. I'm stepping in condoms. I'm stepping in puke. I'm stepping what I hope is dog shit, but maybe it's human shit. And I'm walking down the street, and I see this guy. He's kind of like leaning up against his wall with against the wall with his like face towards the wall. I go to pass him. I'm like, I don't know what this guy is doing. As I pass him, he starts turning around, dick whipped out, in hand, pee stream in effect, and swipes me with a stream of pee. So I now have a bright yellow new stripe in my baby blue skirt.
Wow.
He was not hydrated. Oh, it is tie-dye. Tight. I already threw the skirt out, but if I didn't.
Wow.
Rebecca?
Some people pay for that.
They do. Yeah.
I don't know. I've heard about it before. Okay, so my good week is similar to Jack's. Wah, wah. When I was 19 years old and I started my professional career in a show called Cats.
Mr. Mistopheles.
All you did in the whole show was, like, kick your face and lick your paw and, like, do this to an ear. I was at Tuts. Do you guys know? Yes, so it was my first professional job. I was in Houston for 4 weeks. Every night I would do the show, like, at a strong 40%. And then every night I would go to this gay bar called South Beach. It's still open? Holy shit.
Wait, should we go there after
this? I'm going to go now. Let's go after the show. Well,
I might.
Yes. So I'm just having a very nice time reminiscing on the, you know, 19-year-old cat who dabbled in cocaine at South Beach. And now I'm a grown woman dabbling in cocaine. I'm just kidding. Only sometimes.
She's not.
At Warehouse Live in Texas with the Lady Gang!
Yes!
Okay, anyways, okay. Kelty.
Good week. On the plane ride here, I was flying from Toronto on a connection from London. What up, Tio? Anyway, I was flying, and I was in my hoodie, and I was very, like, no makeup, just in a sensible bun on the plane. And the flight attendant came up to me, and she goes, I know this is weird, but, like, are you Natalie Portman? She's like, you look... She's like, I know you have your face mask on and you, like, don't want to be bothered, but I thought maybe that was, like, your disguise. Like, you look so much like Natalie Portman.
Wait, you had a full face, like a sheet mask?
No, my, like, sleeping mask on my head, you know?
I thought it was, so, like, where you could only see your eyes.
Her eyes and her dainty wrist.
Anyway, so call me Natalie. Okay, I have an amazing bad week that I'm sharing with you, and might have to take this out when we put it as a podcast because I might get murdered. The girls already know this story because I was so shooketh when it happened. I had to instantly tell them about it. And
do you know what she's talking about?
Yes. I feel like I need to... Can I stand up, girls?
What are you talking... I don't
care.
Coming. Sure.
All right. Picture this. It is 1997. I am Kelty. I am in grade 9. I am dating a boy named...
Oh, yes.
Okay. We dated for 1 year. He was like my love. We listened to Sarah McLachlan. We made out in his truck. Okay? And then I broke up with and did not want to break up with me, and we had to get a restraining order. Okay, so that's step one. Okay? Step one. Now, fast forward here. Now it's 2019. Okay? I am going back home to my hometown of Canada.
This is a timeline.
Do you see? That's old Kelty. This is new Kelty. I'm going back home.
Shot glasses?
I'm going back home, and... and I grew up on the same street. I always avoid driving that way. I go the opposite way to avoid everything about his house because I'm still scared of him a little bit. And I'm like, well, I have 3 days off where I don't have to wear makeup. I would love to get my eyelashes permed while I'm here. I don't know anyone in my town still. I'll just Yelp it. So I Yelped it. Best eyelash perm in Sherwood Park, Alberta, Canada. Great. Lady comes up. She does it out of her house. Amazing. I'm going. Okay.
Sounds safe.
I make the appointment. Make the appointment. Can I come?
Not sketchy.
I'm here from L.A. My name's Kelty. I didn't even use a fake name. I'm an idiot. So my brother's like, I'll drive you. Okay, so we're driving Sherwood Park. And I'm like, it's like 17 whatever, blah, blah, place. I'm sorry. I know this is taking a while, but you're really going to see it. So I'm driving. And all of a sudden I have to yell, abort, abort, abort. And he's like, what? I was like, just go. The tow truck from the company that I know that now runs was in the driveway. It was wife. Okay, that wasn't as big as a reaction as I thought.
That was a pretty big reaction.
It's pretty good.
It was wife doing my eyelashes, and I'm like, abort, 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 abort.
Wow.
Jack, why don't you go first?
Okay, I'll go first. So we had you guys put your own good week, bad weeks into our good week, bad week box, and we're picking our favorites. Good week. I tried a butt plug last week with my husband and loved it.
Where are you?
Oh,
wow.
You?
Look at you, loud and proud.
It's you?
Here, just give us, like, what's a little, like, give us a little tidbit. Why should you try a
I'm
butt
so
plug?
Hello.
What's your name? Do you want to say?
Gabrielle.
Okay, Gabrielle.
No, I really don't care. I've been married for like 4 years. So, you know, sex has gotten a little, like...
It's boring.
Sex has gotten a little boring.
Yeah.
As it does.
And I listen to, like, sex podcasts to, like, help, you know? So... They said a butt plug, like, it felt good, and I had to put it in myself because he's, like, anti-butt stuff, but it was great.
Oh, how dare he! Okay, that's a fantastic good week. I have
proud
a bad week. Anonymous.
Boo.
Anonymous says, I was at the doctor yesterday, and I had to pee in a cup. Well, I had to shit so bad, so while I was peeing in the cup, I was shitting at the same time, and I got a little poo in my pee cup. Cheers.
My question for you is, did you go in with your hand and take the poop out, or you just put it in the cabinet for them?
I just left it in there.
Wow.
They've seen worse.
You're going to have to redo it. They can't test your pee when there's shit mixed into it.
Yeah. That's a UTI times, like, a million.
Yeah. Wait, I'm good for now.
How long have you guys been together?
A year and a half-ish.
So is she the one?
Awkward!
I think so. He's at the lady gang.
Yeah. Honestly, those boobs, you're not going to get better.
You're my one.
No.
They're tiny.
No, they're
so good.
No, they're perky
for me.
Oh, you're good.
Perky as shit.
Girls around you want his answer. Yeah, I know, me too.
Yes, of course.
Thank you.
Yes! What's your name, Grayson?
Grayson.
Grayson.
So you were born in the 90s?
He's a baby.
Jesus Christ.
97.
Grayson Hayden.
I love you. Thank you for sharing.
I was born in 93.
Your bravery is unprecedented.
You are amazing. Get it, girl.
Okay, here's my good week.
This is incredible.
My job paid for my lady gang hang weekend. To you?
Get it,
stand
girl.
Up. How did that happen?
Yes, you boss ass bitch.
I work at a startup in Austin, Texas.
Yeah. We love Austin.
Wait, where are you bitches at when we go to lady gang meetups in Austin?
Stay weird,
get
Austin.
Get it together.
Isn't that what you guys say?
Get it together.
Get fucked up.
Well, congratulations. You definitely got paid more than we did. So, there's that.
She's not lying.
Can your CEO pay for me to be at the lady gang?
Yeah. Now, this one is questionable. I was arrested for something I didn't do and didn't get a job that reached out to me. I had to drive 3 hours to interview for. It's you back there.
See you, girl.
All in the same day. I was locked up for 22 hours. Still cry. Chris.
We need background information on this one.
Chris.
You got, there's
right
a mic.
There.
Chris.
I'm going to cry.
Oh, no. Don't cry.
Is it traumatic?
Is it PTSD?
Oh, hardcore. It's also the same day my husband asked for a divorce.
Oh, my God.
But we should kill him.
No, we'll kill him.
What's his name?
Asshole.
I'll kill him. Who would divorce you? You're so cute. We have some really good Facebook groups for you. Yes. Lady Gang Triumphs.
Lady Gang Kills Their Ex-Husband.
Yeah. It's great group.
Lady Gang Murders.
You join it? No, last year my best friend went through a terrible divorce. I hired a private investigator. Lady Gang Triumphs got her through it.
It's true.
We got you.
We love you.
We got you.
Everyone,
you got all these friends.
Does anyone have any hot brothers? Brothers? Or co-workers? Or anybody that she can bone? Because you know what? This is actually a triumph.
No, we're not getting divorced.
Oh, you're
not? We worked it. No, that's what I was trying to say. We're not getting divorced. He asked.
Good week.
That was part of my... Yeah.
He asked for a divorce.
Yeah, and I've...
You told him no.
No, I told him, okay, pack your shit and get out.
Great.
Yes.
And he came crawling back apologizing.
Right.
As he should.
Great. I'm still going
to... Well, now you need to decide if you want to be with him, so...
Yeah,
true. Thank you.
We love you.
We love you.
You got this.
But still, if anyone has a hot brother, she can still have sex with him, right?
I like that you have a cake type.
She has a hot brother. This girl is really enthusiastic about her hot brother, so let's at least put him
on
the
wait
list. Do you
think your brother's too hot, though?
Oh, and he has a lot of money.
A rich hot brother.
Hello?
I wish I was...
Bury the lead.
Who cares if he's hot?
Okay. All right. After the show, everyone, she's taking applications.
Yeah.
Fine. All right. Tell us about your brother.
He's single. He works for Memorial Hermann.
Woo! What's that?
A hospital.
Yes.
He runs their IT department.
Yes.
Smart.
And he's DTF.
How old is he?
He's 31.
Cute.
How tall is he?
5'9".
Great. All right.
He's about 6 foot.
We'll round it up to 6 foot.
Okay. Honestly, the short shaming has got to fucking end, people. Okay.
Whoops.
Thank you very much. I've been with many small men with huge penises and huge bank accounts. Okay? Thank you. You too, girl. Thank
you. It's all about the bank account.
Thank you. It's all about.
All right. Well, we're excited about your brother.
We're
See
excited.
You in really the Lady Gang face.
I just need to tell you that you are my inspiration, Becca.
Ooh.
Because
it just got weird.
Rude.
It just got
I
weird.
I have a friend. Let me put my card down for my next drink.
I love you.
You know what? All I've wanted to do is judge people.
Great. Great.
And you know what? You have given me the go ahead.
It's so nice of Brian
that wants to judge people. And because of the Lady Gang, you have given me the okay to go do that.
But be nice.
We're nice. We're nice, Becca.
Yes, we're nice.
Nice. But
okay.
Behind the
thank
scenes,
you so much.
Well,
we love
you. So much.
We love
thank you.
You. My okay. parents are really proud I'm leaving this legacy.
What's
behind.
Your good week, Becca?
You're inspiring okay. people to be assholes.
Ready? We have 4 more sections to get to.
Okay.
Not
ready?
To be a Kelty about it, but.
Okay. My husband is chilling with my son today. He will have a good week when I get home. Get yourself a Gavin, y'all.
Yes.
Gavin!
So you left your husband.
Cute shirt.
What it? Thank you.
Love
good
it.
Style. He actually got me this for Christmas.
Wow.
Oh my God, Gavin!
Yeah.
Yeah, I think these G names with guys, like a Greg,
yeah, Greg
Vincent,
Gavin,
a Gavin,
George,
like, they got it.
They got it.
They got it.
Cool. A dick?
Congratulations.
Good
dick.
A good one.
He's pointing down.
Yes. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate that, but like, I also do. Men really deserve to like get it after like spending 2 hours with a kid.
He's just not being a father.
2 hours. He's spending like 6+ hours with a 2-year-old.
Okay, fine. But like, how many hours of the week are you with the asshole 2-year-old?
He goes to daycare 3 days a week.
Okay.
Get okay.
It. I like your style.
Yeah. Me too.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
all right.
You.
Thank you, Gavin.
Thank you, Gavin.
Love you, Gavin.
Okay.
Get yourself a Gavin.
Here's my bad week. Currently having to hunt down all the deadbeats who have not RSVP'd to my wedding. 40 days away in its destination. This
Yeesh.
Is why you don't have weddings. Okay?
She's,
oh,
in, the bathroom.
She's in the bathroom?
Oh, no!
Okay! I can come to your wedding, just so you know. I want the chicken.
Do you have an open bar?
Yes. You know what? You cool. should just tell them. If they have an RSVP, they cannot come. They're not going to get that cute little arrival gift bag in
That's
Mexico.
Super nice
with their granola bar in it.
Yeah.
Not going to get that eye mask and Advil.
Bitchy pride, you know what I mean?
Let's
really
practice.
Bossy.
Ready?
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Will you marry the Lady Gang?
Oh, you know.
You're ready.
I'm down for that. I'm a little, like they say, cutthroat.
Oh.
So I've called everybody and be like, it closes on Monday, Ooh. Open bar. You ain't invited anymore if you're not responding.
Shit.
Bye.
All right. Get it, girl.
Have a great wedding. Send us pics.
Thank you.
In the
Where
group.
Are you getting married?
In a really, really tiny town in Lake City, Colorado. It's like near Denver.
Nice.
Oh, pretty.
Around mountains. So like, why? You get Instagram pics out of it.
Wow.
That's
a
all
great
that you
reason.
Do anything for anymore.
That's a really good reason.
Thanks.
Good
I
job.
Agree.
Hello, it's Kelty and
Now back to the Lady Gang.
We're calling this allegedly what's a happening in Texas.
Don't get too excited, you guys.
Texas, y'all are f***ed up.
They know.
It was way too easy for Kelty to find f***ed up
I was
stories
like, oh,
here.
Here's just 500 f***ed up things that happened this week in Texas. Okay.
The Lady Gang is one of them.
Why are you here?
Okay, a woman got arrested, and she tried to say that the meth shards in her purse were healing crystals. Police, it was you?
You've been there? You too?
God, it's dark.
Girls.
Police say a woman tried to tell them that shards of meth in her purse were really healing crystals. They said they stopped. Her name was cactus calderatus. After she failed to signal a lane change, officers said that she looked nervous but gave police permission to search her vehicle. They found meth in her purse along with butane lighters and a small pipe.
Whoa. Texas was where I was when one time I accidentally almost did meth. So this story makes a lot of sense to me.
Is meth
you?
Don't do meth, guys.
Also, meth come in crystals?
Do meth shards look like crystals?
I don't know what meth looks like.
They're what? Expensive?
They're expensive.
What's more expensive, a meth crystal or an amethyst?
Does okay. it look like a rose quartz?
Okay, moving on.
Can you hold it for good luck?
Okay, Houston residents, if any of you were available for this, this would be great. Human error at the Bank of America ATM leads to free money for Houston residents.
Woo!
And an ATM great. In Houston made a lot of residents happy this week. It began dispensing $100 bills instead of $10 bills overnight. Word got out about it, prompting Houstonians to line up. Deputies ended up at the scene to disperse the crowd and shut down the machine. Wait. Anyone get in on that while I was here?
Where?
It just said Bank of America ATM. I'm sorry, I don't have all the details.
Wait, I have a question. Do ATMs in Texas give out $10 bills?
Like, right, how?
But she's saying instead of a 10,
it's very confusing. Okay, let's move on. Next topic. A woman gave birth in a Chick-fil-A restroom near you.
Nice.
She started having contractions Tuesday night, and her husband, Robert, and her called a friend to be like, yo, meet me at the Chick-fil-A. You're going to take my other kids while we go birth this child.
So there's time for the husband to come to the Chick-fil-A, but not for her to go to the hospital.
No, they're meeting friends on the way to drop off their other kids. Like, meet at the Chick-fil-A for the you're going to watch my other kids while I have this baby.
Oh, drop-off location.
It was already closed. They bang on the door, and they're like, please let her in. She has to pee so bad. She's pregnant. And then pregnancy turned into a baby born in the Chick-fil-A bathroom.
It is incredible.
Want fries.
The miracle of life.
The miracle of life.
She does get
you get free Chick-fil-A for life? Oh, the baby has free
The baby does.
Okay, last story for Texas.
Chick-fil-A.
This story is about revenge grandma. There's a grandma in Texas called Judy. She's 73, and she has lots of accomplishments. She's a great grandmother. She's the mayor of a Texas town, and she hunted down a 12-foot gator because the gator...
Another gator story.
I love the gator stories in Texas. 3 years ago, a gator got a hold of her miniature horse. And she'd been seeking revenge ever since. On Sunday, she finally caught the bastard. She said, I grabbed my gun and shot down a 12-foot, 580-pound gator that she believes was responsible for her horse's death.
Damn.
Wow. Texas loves revenge.
And shooting animals.
You guys should have a t-shirt that just says, Texas loves revenge.
Don't f*** with Texans.
All right, it's time for a lady game.
Yeah, we have a game.
We've never done this before, so sorry if it sucks.
Okay, yeah. If you brought a purse with you today, stand up. This game is called Bag Lady. It's a scavenger hunt. Don't cheat, because at the end we're going to check. Okay, so we're going to go around. We're going to say things. If you have the thing in your purse, you get to keep standing. If you do not have the thing in your purse, you have to sit down. Does everyone understand?
Yes.
Okay, are you ready?
Pretty simple.
You got your purse? Where's your purse? Show your purses. Yeah. Oh, shit, Chanel. Okay, girl.
Oh, I like that purse.
Okay, you're the winner. You win. Okay. Okay, first.
That's
Jack
the game. We're picking
Jack
our
is going
purse.
First.
Okay, if you have a lip gloss or chapstick in your purse.
Remain standing.
Or lipstick or something to go
a
on
lip
the lips.
Product.
Stay standing.
Make sure you have it. Okay. Got it? Okay. Who had their lip product? You got it? Okay. Next. If you have a tampon in your purse, remain standing. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Menstrual cycles.
What if I needed one right now?
Holy shit.
Okay. Wait. Wave the tampon. Bring it out.
Wave
show me the
tampon.
She's got it.
Get that
She's
tampon.
Got it. All
yeah.
right.
Ooh, yeah.
Wait a minute. You've got white pants on, so you need that just in
yes,
case.
Important.
So do you.
Okay. Oh, you're so small. Okay, good. Great. Got tampon. A tampon. All right. Who's still standing? Arms up. Okay, good. Back of your neck.
All right.
At least $3 cash. Yeah, weeds out a lot of you guys.
Nobody carries cash anymore.
Okay, all right, Jack.
Are you guys all in the back? Still, can we have the lights up, please? I can't see the girls in the back. I see there's a lot of $3 cash people in the back, okay?
At least $3 if you have a 20, if you have a 100.
Yeah, at least $3. Okay,
good.
We got a lot of people left. All right, Jack's next.
Okay, keep standing if you guys have gum. And that includes a rogue piece of gum.
Yeah, a rogue bottom of the purse gum. Yeah.
That's
mint.
Gotten all over your makeup. She's got a whole pack.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Should we this? No, we need one more and then finalists. Okay. Next, if you have some sort of hair accessory, remain standing. A bobby pin.
Rubber band.
A scrunchie.
A hair tie.
She got a whole thing.
Oh, shit.
Does anybody need a bobby pin? She's moving in.
Okay, wait.
One more. Yep.
Still have like five people.
Okay, the final one. Forever. Maybe it's final. We lie. A punch card for any restaurant, establishment, or yogurt shop.
Like a punch card.
Like
your
a Pinkberry card. She has 10.
Your next TCBY treats on
like
us.
Like a Jersey Mike's.
Now, if you are still standing, come up to the front, please.
Please come to the front with your purses.
Bring your purse. Bring your purse, bring your purse, bring your purse.
And
bring
your purse. No passing off to cheat.
Don't no cheating. Bring your purse.
How many people do we have
total? God is watching. God is watching. Do not cheat.
Bring your purse. Bring your purse, my finalists. Now put your purses in front of you on the speakers, please.
Come on
now,
over.
Yes. To win, is this the award here?
What we're doing is please find us the weirdest.
Oh, yeah.
Item
in your purse. Is it a condom? Is it a butt plug? Is it a picture of your toes? Get the weirdest thing you have in there.
Okay.
And the winner, we're going to vote, and the winner gets a VIP bag. What do you have? What is weird? What do you have?
What is that?
What is weird?
Oh,
it's a Mophie. That's not weird enough, girl.
You better work harder.
You better work harder. Over here, we've got, okay, that's weird. Okay.
Greeting cards.
She doesn't have anything good. I feel like you've got to
try your hardest, though. I mean, I see some meds
over
there.
Final answers. Here we go. Okay, what is your name?
Camila.
Camila.
Camila has a fucking
pressure.
That's good.
That's really a good start.
Oh, shit.
It's a really good start.
Oh, an EpiPen's pretty good.
Add an EpiPen. Okay, I'm using this. Okay, hold up your present. Okay.
Her bag is also, who's massive. $2 bill.
We've got a $2 bill.
That's pretty good.
What is
pretty good. We're going to have you guys vote by clapping. What is that?
Okay, we have a Mophie.
It's nerd out.
Oh, Andrew's Mophie.
Okay, this is weird.
What do you have?
Three $2 bills. A Mophie's like an external charger.
She has a pressed penny.
And three $2 bills.
From Biloxi, Mississippi.
Are those for us?
Okay, all right. I'm so sorry.
Okay. What do you have that's weird? Some greeting card. Nail glue.
Oh, shit.
Just a greeting card.
I think the nail glue.
Yeah, nail glue's good.
And the greeting card.
This is what's up. She has a mini.
Oh, shit.
A mini tape measure.
Oh, shit.
That sounds like
no. But, honestly, this is insane.
What's weirder, a full measuring tape or a mini measuring tape?
Pretzels.
What do you have?
I think full is weirder.
Full is weird. Yeah. Why do you have
what
that?
What do you guys have?
A casino chip.
A $5 casino chip.
For what casino? What is it?
Miravage?
Beau Rivage. Opulent.
Okay. What do you have here? A lot of drugs.
What kind of drugs? Is this Claritin?
Oh, shit, you guys. This is an anti-diarrheal. Yes!
Somebody's got
a
poop.
Okay, anti-diarrheal.
Okay, what do
you have?
I love that purse.
Breast pump.
Oh.
Breast pump.
I think we have a winner.
We've got a winner.
Yes!
Yes, girl!
Accessories!
How do you do with this? Shit in your bag!
I don't know.
It keeps coming!
my God. Yes.
We have a winner.
We could also...
And this, it's like a clown
yeah.
bag.
Yeah. Can I use this as a funnel? There
you, I, this could be did like you that. Have,
thank you so much.
Okay.
You know the fact you fiddle this in your bag is impressive.
You all did well. What's your name?
My name is Aubrey.
How old's a baby?
2 months.
Oh,
this
congrats.
Is my first day out.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's give a round of applause to Aubrey. There you go, mama. Enjoy.
And runner up for sure. Runner up.
Runner up. Oh, a poo runner emoji. Up.
What is that?
Poo post-its. Post-its?
Camilla,
poo
I post-its? Love your dedication.
We love all of you. Thank you for being a part of our gang.
Wow.
Thank you for being a part of our gang. You're so weird.
Great work, ladies.
Thank you, girl.
Great work.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Can we give a runner-up?
Yeah.
Of course. We're giving a runner-up to you just
because
obviously.
This
is
I mean,
a lot
look
of work.
At this commitment.
How much shit do you have in this bag?
Wow.
This is amazing.
This is incredible.
Honestly, that's Kelty level preparation, and I like it. All right.
I love that Camilla's still packing up. No, take your time.
Take
I'm
your time,
it.
Girl. You live here now.
You do you, girl.
Yes, Alex, with these refills. Thank you. So,
excuse her.
She's been on vocal rest like Mariah Carey for a week.
Kelty literally texted us the other day. She's like, I can't talk today because I'm on vocal rest. I'm like, what the f*** is that?
No, she has the plague. And we woke up to an email at 7 a.m. about to leave for Dallas.
Yeah, boo! No, Dallas Whoa. Was awesome.
Anyway, they actually bought more tickets than you bitches. So,
but... Yeah. But
you
just middle finger us?
Yeah.
I saw that.
I like your style.
I like it. But Houston is the third most popular city for the podcast.
Thank you for your support.
Before we start the next section of the show, I just wanted to bring up K-Type. Are you wearing a K-Type tank top?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Okay, for those of you who don't know, what is your name? Okay, what's your... Bringing a mic. K-type is... If you're a Kelty, you're a K-type. What does that say?
Oh, my God.
I can't remember. Somebody has to read it for
she
me.
I can't remember. This is incredible.
K-type, outgoing, ambitious, rigidly organized, highly status conscious, impatient, concerned with time management, embraces the bujo, strong sense of fashion... And fierce in home remodeling extra. See also Kelty Knight.
Oh, God. Wow.
Are you guys
social
so
conscious?
Jealous? Let me just so go jealous. Over to my fan.
My fans
Jesus
aren't here
Christ.
Because they don't pay money to see three idiots talk.
Jacks are too busy getting drunk to come to this
Thank
shit.
You so much. Thank you guys for your support.
Okay. Jack, it's your section.
Do you feel better, Kelty?
I feel like loved.
That's nice.
So now maybe you'll tell people you love them back when they yell it to you with feeling?
I love you. I'm a robot.
She is a robot.
Hey, ladies! Get funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
Okay, so we're doing an in-person Ask the Lady Gang. So if you guys have a question about your lives, don't ask us our favorite color. Don't ask us anything about ourselves. We're here to fix your lives. So this is your chance.
Yeah.
All right.
We got one
right
Who
here. Needs us to fix their lives?
We've got one right here.
Natalie's
we got
bringing
one.
The mic. Stand up. This is the same girl that gave us the finger, so this should be good.
Yeah, bitch.
Okay, Dallas and Houston have hated each other forever.
Oh, yeah. So it's a rivalry.
It is.
What
it's
is
like
your
the
name?
Patriots
They're
and
like
somebody
hip
else.
And trendy, but we're still the fourth largest city in the country. Whatever. Okay, so I am dating a twin Whew. Brother.
Identical or fraternal?
Fraternal. Like nose down.
What does that mean?
They're identical.
So like...
Fraternal.
Like, if you were to look at them, like...
Like one of their noses is longer?
Okay. You Never can mind. Tell. They're twins.
Never mind.
They Whatever.
Have the same okay. size
My
penis.
Friend sucks. So, my boyfriend and I have been dating for about 3.5 years. And his twin has been dating for exactly the same time.
Please tell me that you want to f*** his brother.
No.
How do you not? They're the same from nose down.
He's a hotter twin.
I do have the hotter twin.
But guess what? He's the same one for the last 3.5 years.
I think they would say differently.
Okay, what's the question?
So.
She's so bossy.
They are getting engaged.
Oh. Oh, shit.
But I have been mentioning engagement for 1.5 years.
Of course you have.
And here the fuck I am, unengaged.
You know why you're not engaged?
That attitude?
Yeah.
Because you've been asking for it for 1.5 years.
He's like, God, she's nagging me.
Did I just solve my own
problem? You just solved your own problem.
I know, but like, here I am.
I don't.
They had a conversation after 1 month.
Well, you know what?
They're different people, just to let you know.
No, they're not.
I would like to say something. Yes. I want to say something. What's your name again?
I'm Ryan.
Ryan.
And love a boy's
out of
name.
Our group, I'm a Kelty.
Kelty Ryan.
Well, there's the answer.
I want to tell you something.
There is your answer that you're a Kelty.
But here's the thing, and I think maybe the guys in the crowd would maybe agree, is that they probably don't understand or know that we run everything, and it's like a mind fuck for them. Like, they think they're running it, but they're not. It's us.
So true.
And there's only one thing in the entire relationship that truly is up to the guy, and it's that engagement, okay? Like, I know, the wedding is you, the house is you, the baby room is you, what your couple name is you, if you're going to change your name, that wedding hashtag, like,
please,
that's all you.
Please don't have a f***ing couple name.
When you bring in an anal plug to the marriage.
The only thing that a man gets to truly surprise you and plan in his entire life of being is proposing to you. So, my advice is, if this is the guy that you want to marry, marriage is long.
Yes.
That you just chill. I know it's hard.
Oh my gosh,
but,
that's not in
but
my
life. Let him do this for you. Let him do this to you, because you can Kelty everything else for the rest of your marriage.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. I can give it up. I can.
Can you stop mentioning it? Like, even hinting at it?
Oh, I have. I'm at that point.
Great.
I just talked to my therapist.
Great. Yeah.
There you go. You need a therapist.
Because literally, I'll tell you, the night before I got engaged to Chris, we went to a hockey game, and I was standing on the corner of LA by the Staples Center being like, if you like it, then you should put a ring on it. If you like it, then you... I was singing it, and he had already planned the next day was our engagement. And when we bring up the engagement, all he brings up forevermore is, remember that time you were acting like a total asshole on the corner singing the Beyonce song on my face, and I already had the whole thing planned? So don't be that person.
But I do have to say, there is a lot to be said for communication with your partner, that you need to know, is he a person that wants to get married? Like, are you the person that he maybe wants to get married to, because you don't want to sit around not saying something for 10 years and then never
get
there.
Does he want to get
married? True.
Does he want to get married?
I think so.
You think
then
so?
Then wait.
I'm pretty... Yes, he does. He does.
And there also is a difference between having an adult conversation about marriage and your future
he
and then being like, when am I going to get engaged?
For like 1.5 years and was like, oh, I might propose to you.
Oh.
Yeah, he's
teasing you.
But he does. Retrospect, he does.
Okay.
Let us
Next
know
question.
What happens.
Keep us posted. Ooh, in the back, okay. Natalie Blanc. Yeah.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, hello. Hello.
What's your
loudly,
name?
Loudly, please.
My name is Kelly. I'm here visiting my very pregnant best friend.
Wow.
Hi.
She's like 4 weeks away from popping it out.
Please do it here.
Yeah. I know. This is a good place. It's like Chick-fil-A.
We'll give you free Lady Gang for the rest of your life.
We need the press.
Yeah,
we do have a Futures Lady Gang baby onesie on our merch store.
It's true.
We'll be purchasing.
Free shipping today.
Got it. Love it.
I hate us.
What's your question?
What's your question?
I've been in the same job for 4 years. I'm very bored. It's insurance. It's boring. And I'm ready to, like, make a move. But I need some inspiration to figure out, like, how to figure out where I want to go next. So, like, when you guys got stuck in your career, what was something that helped you to, like, figure out your next step?
I have one question. Do you know what you want to do? Do you have any idea what world you want to be in?
No. So, I'm a dancer, Kelty.
Becca.
And Becca. Yes, Rock of Ages. Yes. Yes,
thank
Glee.
You. Thank
the
you.
Actual dancer but, of the three. But I connect to Kelty because I was an NFL cheerleader, and I know you danced in the NBA. So, cheer sisters. Hey, hey. Yes, yes. Work. 5, 6, 7.
Please don't
eight.
Do this. Why?
Okay. My advice to you is, since you don't know what to do right now, you got to be smart, stay in the job, get the healthcare, get the money.
Yes.
And maybe plan a big trip and something to get excited about. Because I'll tell you this, it doesn't matter what job you're doing, that job sucks.
This sucks.
Working sucks.
Yes.
Like, I could be at home right now binging, getting a foot massage. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, she hates attention. This is so hard for her.
All Kelty has ever
but
dreamed of.
I think that if you have your dream job or you have a job that you hate, like, we all go through the motions of, like, loving that job and hating that job every week. Like, no one, there's no one that likes their job 100%, right? It's still a job. So I think you should maybe get a hobby. Maybe if it's dance, like, you were a former dancer, like, you need to get back. Like, Becca just started doing dance classes again. Like, maybe. But maybe it's about maybe looking to the other areas of your life to enrich, and then the job will just be the job.
And all,
go.
So we all have our day jobs, still doing this, and this is another full-time job for us. I think that you need to, like Kelty said, stick in your job, try to like try out some hobbies or different like side hustles, but there is nothing worse than just abandoning a really decent job that pays you well to try to figure yourself out and then be struggling the entire time.
Because your haircut is cute and I know that wasn't cheap, girl.
You got to go every month for that blonde.
Unless you're independently wealthy and then it.
Did your dad invent ketchup?
I did go in and ask for the Becca haircut. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Also, y'all need to come to Nashville, just saying.
Yeah,
that's what I said.
It's next. It's next. Okay, that's next true. Question. I see this girl with the arm
She's
candy.
She's desperate. She's desperate.
Right
she needs it. She needs it. She
Blonde.
Needs it.
Pass it.
Miss Austin, right there. Holy Are you sober
shit.
Enough for this?
You look kind of drunk.
A little, yeah.
I love you.
Yeah.
A little, yeah.
Girls from Austin party.
We're in Houston. Oh, she's from Austin.
They're from Austin.
What is your question?
What's your name?
Caroline.
Hi, Caroline. Caroline.
What's your question?
My question is, I love my boyfriend. He's great.
But
I was thinking all my life, like, to do anal, you do it 20 years in life, but do you do it sooner? At what point do you get bored at some point and you what? Wait for that point or do you do okay. it soon?
Oh, when do you do anal?
When do you do anal?
I didn't want to do it now and get bored in 20 years and then you wait for it.
Caroline.
She feels like she's too young to bring anal into her repertoire.
Wait, I have some questions. How old are you?
To pull it out later when she's bored.
28.
How long have you been with your boyfriend?
5 years.
Okay.
It's time.
I vote anal or a new man.
Or what? New man?
A new man or anal.
Five. Do you guys, is your sex just like boring missionary?
No,
do you do fun stuff?
It's good.
It's good.
It's good.
Great.
But you want...
Do you wait 20 years?
Have you done butt stuff? Why are you asking your friends?
Have you ever done anal before?
Focus on us.
Okay,
focus
so
on
no
right
anal.
Right here. Okay, she's done.
Okay. Oh.
New question.
Okay,
give your advice.
I have advice, okay?
My little anal virgins.
I am an anal.
I know, Kelty, you're the only one that's had anal
out of
us.
Here's what I'm going to say.
Allegedly.
I am an anal virgin.
So am I, allegedly.
Not a legend.
Confirmed. Okay? I have IBS and I'm lactose intolerant. I am absolutely an anal virgin and not even by choice. My husband's like, no, thank you. But... At 28, if you're feeling like you want to do an anal, do anal. Follow your heart.
By the way, most guys would be stoked.
Yeah.
And your boyfriend is probably just a little shy and nervous. So if you mention it, he'd be like, yeah, this is all I've been asking for. Yeah. So.
Or are you married yet?
No, but he wants to, but I'm like, let's not like get too much into it. Let's wait till it gets really boring. And then we'll
Oh,
do
you
want
to wait till you're bored out of your
Yeah, no, we're doing great right now, but I'm like, let's save some
Oh,
of
just
the
Yeah, then save it until you need it. That's like the last resort.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, tried every sex toy. And
then... Save it till you need it. Okay, next question. You're very cute.
Thank you for drinking.
Wait, let's go in the back. Look at that. All the way in the back, Nat. Yeah, bring that up. Satin tank top.
Shout
camisole.
Out to Natalie, who's getting her steps in today.
Hey, girl, what's your name?
My name's Bethany.
Hi, Bethany. Hi.
I do have a question before the question.
Okay.
Or a
statement. It's actually against the rules, Bethany.
You can do it.
Well, I never knew that Roxy was the cool one in Chicago. I always loved Velma.
Roxy's just billed first, which is why we're fighting over
Are we
that.
Doing this right now?
Okay. So I'm actually asking the real question for my best friend.
Okay.
And we
the
worked in
the name on everybody's
No!
Gonna be Roxy. We said the murder's not in but Roxy.
Wow. Kelty Knight will be performing at a community theater near you.
Kill me.
Truly incredible. Thank you for opening that up. What's your real question?
Why did you do this to us,
by the way? I didn't mean to, but I'm not mad that I did.
I am.
So, we've all been cheated on. It all sucks. We all hate guys at a point in our life. So... my best friend and I worked together, super small company, for a long time. Unfortunately, sometimes you sleep with people that you work with.
I love doing that.
Honestly, it's so fun.
It makes work worthwhile.
So it's so exciting.
You get bored.
It's like, who are you supposed to get dressed for in the morning?
It's true.
Yes.
And then, like, the guy you're f***ing at the office.
Show me a solid four down to f*** at work and I'm in.
I want to know that you know more than about Excel. That's boring. So, friend had sex with the guy.
Hey, I see you waving.
Congratulations.
Dated the guy. Lived with the guy. Maybe.
Was it against company policy to live with the guy and date him?
Well, actually, I moved in with my boyfriend and I was the roommate. So somebody had to fill my room and it was this guy.
It was him. That's always a really good idea, you guys.
So, innocent, right? And then... they sleep together. Things get weird. We find out that he's actually been sleeping with a married woman at work. This is her first boyfriend because she's a nice lady.
She's
a nice
lady. A
nice lady.
Okay, wait.
So she's watched me go through horrific boyfriends, like the worst, like 30 and Mohawks, right?
Nothing okay. sounds worse.
This is bad.
Why are you dating so,
so
many Mohawks?
So what is your question?
Problems.
What's the question?
What do you do to get over the guy that cheated on you with the married person, which is somehow worse than just the regular person? And it was her best friend. Let's add that. This girl was married and the best friend.
The married girl was her best friend?
Yes.
Oh,
like,
God.
The work best friend. Not like your like,
oh,
go-to. Like, we're not, wouldn't invite her to the lady gang. But
we're not inviting her to the lady gang.
Talk shit and drink wine.
Well, guys, let's not be so hard on the married woman, okay? You know what I mean?
A married woman that just wants
to
see what's out there.
She's just trying to get her rocks off, you know?
Well, her husband was a doctor.
He's busy.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
But
and if you have to...
a
doctor
nice
for five
busy.
Years and then a trash man comes, you're like, yes, sir, hop on board.
The only thing that can help you get over someone when they treat you poorly is time. But we have a lot of other band-aids that can help you to have fun in the meantime while time takes its course. But unfortunately, time is it. It just takes time.
It takes time
but
and some other penises, to be honest.
You have to have sex with a lot of other people.
Yeah.
In that time.
Definitely. You f*** the married woman's husband.
He's called karma.
He's a doctor.
He's really cute.
Oh my
the
God,
question
the
answered itself.
Yeah. Well, not to cause a riff, but he's a chiropractor. But
oh, that's not a doctor.
It's not a doctor.
But she can still get like not a good a like, realignment.
You guys are like, no.
Can get alignment
row,
in different ways.
The front
Listen,
row is like,
no.
No
shade to chiropractors.
I like a chiropractor. That's nice. You get free treatments. Oh, shit, my zipper's been down the whole time.
Yeah. Okay. luck. Next question. We have time for a couple
more. Get under
a
new man.
This is our last question. Last question. Oh, yeah. You've been excited. I know.
Excited.
Sorry, stage left.
Her friend's pointing to her, which means it's juicy.
Juicy. What's your name?
My name's Shauna.
Hi, Shauna.
Hello. So me and my boyfriend live together. Been dating for about 2 years.
Shauna, hold the mic up right to your mouth so we can hear you.
Sorry. Put the mic right here.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So last night he was trying to be wingman, and I got jealous and crazy because I'm a crazy bitch. Whatever. So I went, apparently, I don't remember this, but apparently... Allegedly.
Thank you.
I went up to the girl and I was like, I'm his girlfriend, bitch, and flipped her off. So that caused an argument.
Did it?
You think? You think. All right, so he broke up with me, and then as we're entering our apartment door, I was like, go down on me, and he went down on me. So... So,
what seems to be the problem?
What's the question?
What's the problem?
Exactly.
Are you guys still together?
How's it this morning?
Well, he kissed me this morning on the way here. So I'm like, oh, we're not broken up. And we're trying to buy a house. So what are your advice for buying a house with a significant other?
Shut the f*** up. Shut up.
Wow.
Bye.
I would love to buy a house with a man who did not want to date me exclusively but went down on me when I asked. So buy the f***ing house. Thank you.
Here's my concern.
There's a few red flags.
Listen, she's living. You're living.
Here's my concern. Here's my concern. You're so gorgeous. I don't want you to do the jealous girl thing anymore. Okay.
That's something that lives inside you, though.
I know. It lives inside of you like a festery monster comes out all the time. We can't control it. I understand. I have it, too. But you can't bring it out into the public, especially not to your man. Yeah. You have to keep it with your friends on a secret text message chain.
Okay.
Listen, you gotta
can't bring
hide
it out.
That crazy.
I'll
tell myself, don't be crazy, and then...
And then you drink.
But it's crazy. Yeah.
This is like a drinking thing. Like you get wasted and then you're like, I'm crazy and I hate everybody kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Or are you like that normally?
I'm just crazy.
You're just crazy. Okay.
Just you need to bring that to your girlfriend's private text chain. Don't bring that to your man. Don't bring that jealous monster out. Okay. You got to hide it from your men.
Yeah.
All the girls that came with men, you guys know what I'm talking
about. Yeah. Hide who you really are.
Hide that crazy like it's herpes. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
You'll never find out.
Keep it under wraps.
Hide it.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Guys, it's over.
We're done.
So I have a few things to say. First of all, if you like us, join our secret Facebook group. Who's in it? Like half of you.
That's only like a third
it's
of
like
you.
It's like a continuation of this all the time. Boys, you can't come.
Yes, join they the can.
Well, they can, but not.
They can.
Anyway.
That's what she said.
You can come, Ryan.
Thank
I forget.
You so much.
Join
Ryan?
The Facebook group.
No.
You can follow us on social media at Kelty, K-E-L-T-I-E, at Becca, Jack Vanek, at The Lady Gang.
We don't really matter.
And we will see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening. The Lady Gang is produced by Alex Ingber, Will Sterling, Steve Delameter, and Jared Monaco. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. And if you love it, share it with your friends on social media. Like, oh my God, I just listened to Lady Gang. This episode's so great. Swipe up to listen. And if you really want to, which we know you do, please follow us on social at Kelty, at Becca, at Jack Vanek, and at The Lady Gang. Sign up for our newsletter at theladygang.com and join our secret Facebook group. It's super fun. See you next Tuesday.